I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a person who tends to trip and fall, it does concern me as I get older that it's not quite as easy to pick yourself up. And if you have aging parents in your life, maybe you've thought about falls as well. Well, Juliet Simone has thought about falls. She is the chief program officer at the Oasis Institute, and she joins us here on Total Information AM. Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. First, let's talk about the Oasis Institute for people who may not be familiar. What is it?
We are a nonprofit that's been around since the early 1980s and have been serving the older adults of the St. Louis area and beyond through programming, volunteer opportunities, and healthy lifestyle programs.
And that's where the falling comes in, because I was very intrigued when I heard that you do offer classes on falling. And people may chuckle at that, but it's a really important thing, because first of all, talk about, if you have any statistics offhand, about how many older people fall and what happens.
Yeah, it's a big issue. And you know, it might surprise people that, you know, roughly one in four people over 64 fall every year. And we in the industry believe that's probably underreported, because you have to either go to the hospital or tell your doctor, really, in order for that statistic to be captured. So there are plenty of times people may fall to their knee or even, you know, all the way down to the ground, dust themselves up, and they're okay. They get back up, they move on, they don't report it. So it's probably much higher than that. And of course, the range of impact can be from a tiny scraped knee to something much more serious, like a traumatic brain injury or a hip fracture. And so those are really kind of the worst possible outcomes of injury due to falls.
When I heard about this class that you will be offering, that we're going to talk about in a minute, it really hit home, because my mother had recently fallen and she just cut her arm. She was fine. Another friend of mine, her father fell. And another friend of mine, her mom fell and broke her wrist. And this was all in a span of a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so it is very dangerous. But also, we talk a lot about older people breaking a hip and how detrimental that can be.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's better to break if you're going to fall. I mean, most people are going to have the instinct to put their hands out to protect their heads. And so while a broken wrist is not a pleasant journey through recovery, it is still a better instinct than hitting your head and potentially getting some kind of traumatic brain injury, right? So yes, while that's still not an ideal outcome, it is better than the head injury. There are a huge range of outcomes, but yes, I think the dreaded hip fracture is the, you know, sort of the looming,
right.
the looming and well-known sort of like worst case scenario. And the statistics aren't good for people who do get a hip fracture. And it's tricky to talk about, because it's not the break itself that may lead somebody down a path of poor outcomes. It's all of the precipitating factors that come along with the recovery from a hip fracture. You may be sedentary for quite some time while you're recovering, making you more susceptible to things like pneumonia. And so it's not maybe the fracture itself, but it's all of those other factors, often during a long recovery process, that can actually lead to either not a full recovery, full regain to independence, or even death.
Is there a general reason that older people do fall?
Yeah, so we all fall. We fall from the minute we can get on two legs, right, as babies. But the risk factors do amplify the older people get. And so age is in and of itself a risk factor, but it is not. But falls are not an inevitable or normal part of aging. So that is the good news. However, age and the number of medications you take is a risk factor. So if you're on five, six, seven plus meds, you are at higher risk of falls than people who take fewer. There are a lot of risk factors that are sort of internal, such as, you know, if you have neuropathy and can't feel your feet and understand where they are in place and space, you're going to be more likely to have a fall. If you don't have updated eyeglasses, you know, and your vision isn't really sharp, you're going to be more likely to fall than if you had an updated prescription, for instance. But what's also interesting about falls and falls risk is that our environment makes a huge impact on our risks as well. And so having things around the house and in the places that we frequent that aren't safe is a very, is a contributing factor for the falls risk as well. So, you know, think about your own home and the spaces that you, the pathways that you use often in your house, especially. You know, are there any, is there loose flooring? Is there a threshold that you, you know, catch your toe on often that one day it might be the time that, you know, you actually topple over? Is there clutter in the way? Do you have electric cords stringing across a walkway? Do you have pets, you know, that can get underfoot? You know, cats famously are always trying to make us fall by walking half a step in front of us.
My dog is always in front of me.
So, and of course, rugs, stairways, making sure hallways have adequate lighting. There's a lot that you can do with even on a tight budget. You do not have to completely gut your bathroom and put one of those walk-in tubs in order to have a safer home environment.
I'm sure those are a lot of the things that you will talk about and having people do a checklist of their home.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of years ago, I learned how to avoid falling on the ice, which was to walk like a penguin. And I've always remembered that. Yeah. Are there other ways physically that we can prevent falls?
Yeah, so that is the great news. There is a lot that we can all do, no matter your age. But of course, it's, you know, it's also never too late to begin an exercise program, especially making sure that your legs are strong. Poor balance, of course, is something that can be improved. Oasis has classes specifically on fine-tuning those little muscles that impact balance a lot. There's plenty you can do on your own for that. That is really the most important and the most impactful thing that anyone can do to prevent a fall. In addition to making sure that your vision and hearing are tested every year, even if you don't think you need to go, if things haven't changed, go for that checkup appointment. And talk to your healthcare provider about if you have fears of falling, even if you haven't fallen yourself. The fear of falling is a risk factor as well, which is a strange...
I believe that.
A very sort of strange feedback loop where then you might become fearful and then do less and get weaker and then be even at more risk of falling. So it's a cycle we want to try to avoid. Making sure that you review your medication with your pharmacist and doctor annually, including over-the-counter medications as well. There can be some combinations of things that may lead to dizziness or, you know, going to the bathroom more often at nighttime. You know, there can be minor adjustments that can reduce your risk.
There are free falls prevention classes being offered. So whether you feel you need this or maybe your mom or grandparent or somebody needs it, Oasis is actually opening a new North County location September 24th. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Yes, we're so excited to be in the city of St. Anne. So many of you who've been around for a little while may remember the Northwest Plaza Mall. We are in one of in the tower on that campus there. So we're in the 500 tower. 500 is the address, and we're in that tower. And we are celebrating our opening there. We have a couple classrooms, so we will have regular programming there, like we have in Clayton and Webster Groves. And we have an open house and falls prevention fair on Tuesday, September 24th. From 11 to 2 to really honor and celebrate this. And the Falls Prevention Fair will help people find resources in the community. We will have some screenings right then and there for you to better understand your risk and what kinds of programs OASIS offers specifically, but the community at large to help reduce your risk.
Juliet Simone is the Chief Program Officer at the OASIS Institute. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.